Chapter 3, in which Oliver is drawn further into a tangled web of loyalties and dangers. And he plays a lead role in Dodger's plans.
I still don't really understand what's going on here, Dodger.
Just remember what we discussed at the gaff and you'll be fine. Strike me a toy, it's supposed to be a toff.
A toff standing about in the street.
Exactly. The flopper will make sure that when the carriage arrives, it will stop right in front of you. That's him over there. See? He'll walk out onto the street, forcing the driver to stop the carriage here, right beside the alley. That's when the boy goes in.
So Ezra steals the briefcase and runs down the alley?
And you run after him, Twist. That's the important bit. Once he's out of sight, he'll toss me the key. I'll make a copy and toss it to you.
Then Ezra drops the briefcase, I pick it up and put the key back into it.
Remember to wipe the wax off first.
What wax?
The wax from when I make the imprint. That's the carriage. Quick, into positions, everyone.
Oi! Look out!
Oh, my God! He just ran over that poor man.
I did no such thing.
I saw it. I saw it all. You ran him down in cold blood.
I shared him fair warning. Let me see it.
You're a murderer, you. Gonna drive off, were you? I think we'll wait for the crushers. Police!
What the devil just happened?
It was an accident, Mr. Bateman.
More like a murder, sir.
My God, is he all right?
Let me get a step for you, sir.
No, just let me through.
He ran out under the horses, sir. I couldn't stop it.
Is he dead? No, I can hear groaning.
Thief! In the carriage! Thief!
My case! Stop him!
I'll get him, sir.
Sir, the man, he's gone. He was dying under the wheels of a vehicle a few seconds ago.
It was a diversion. Get after the boy. Help that gentleman.
Good work, Ezra. Toss me the key. Now go.
Quick! The driver's right behind me.
Yeah. Run!
Stop! Thief! Wipe the key. Put it back. Lock the case.
You got it!
I was lucky. The boy gave it up for a faster escape.
Only because you're right on his tail. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Here, take it. You should tell your boss to be more careful. A case like this could go for a small fortune in the Strand.
You don't know the half of it.
My case. You retrieved it.
Well, this gentleman did, sir. Saw the whole thing.
No, it was nothing, really. Any civic-minded fellow would do the same thing.
Not at all, sir. Not at all. Let me check. Oh, thank God. It's still there. I owe you a great debt, sir. Percival Bateman, at your service. You are?
Monks. Edward Monks. I'm glad it's all there, and if you'll excuse me, I'm late for a meeting.
Of course. Thank you, Mr. Monks.
Yeah, thanks very much, sir. God bless you.
Well, look at that, Fagin. The boy actually managed it.
He's got metal, Dodger, my boy. He might even make it out of this alive.
Unlikely.
Never saw you as a religious man, Charlie. Why aren't we meeting in the pub?
People listen in pubs, Oliver. People drink and lie and steal and gain information in them. Here, only God listens.
God hasn't listened to me for a long time.
Have you thought about my offer?
I don't recall any offer. I seem to recall you telling me to keep away from Dodger and asking me to inform on him.
Fair point. And have you reconsidered?
No.
He's gonna hurt someone, Oliver. Maybe even kill.
Then I'll do my best to stop him.
What if that someone is you?
Me? I don't think he'd do all of this just to kill me. He's too impatient.
That was the old Dodger. Before he went to Australia, Dodger. Just watch your back, Oliver. There are big fish swimming in this ocean. Sharks, even. And if he needs to throw you to them to survive, he wouldn't lose a moment's sleep over it.
Well, I'll try not to get wet, then. Goodbye, Charlie.
Just a minute. I heard an interesting story this morning. Apparently, there was an attempted robbery on Southampton Row. You weren't near there, were you?
What are you implying?
Well-dressed young man saved the day. Man by the name of Edward Monks. I knew a man named Monks before, long time back. Heard he was in the Americas. Also heard he was dead. You should ensure he stays that way.
Enjoy the music, Charlie.
You're the key to all of this, Oliver. Don't open that lock.
What did you say?
You should take confession while you're here. I'll see you later, Twist.
The key to his lock. Is that what the inscription on the pocket watch meant? No. This is something else.
Do you have the time, my son?
I'm sorry, Reverend, but it's broken, you see?
Oh, well, even a broken watch can be right twice a day.
I suppose so. Thank you, Reverend.
Is it ready, Dodger?
Patience, Fagin, patience. A key is a work of art, takes time. This is still very rough. I took it in ace, though, didn't I? If I'd had a few more moments, I could have made a far better key, but this will do the job.
I want to see the diamond, Dodger. See it sparkle in the light.
Oh, you'll see it all right. It'll be a thing to behold.
I like that word. Behold. And the boy?
Twist. We won't need him after that.
That's not what I was asking, Dodger.
I know what you're asking.
And?
And I'm not talking to you about it right now. Gotta concentrate on this key, ain't I? About bleeding time. Where you two been?
I had stuff to do. No idea where he went.
Church.
I like this story. Which one?
Some brides on Fleet Street. Go and ask if you want. I had a chat with the vicar.
Of course you did. So did it work?
Gentlemen, I give you the key to our fortune.
It's a lump of brass.
Granted, it don't look much right now, but this is our ticket out of here. Once this is filed to perfection, we'll be able to open and close that safe in a heartbeat.
I don't believe it. We ain't that lucky. There'll be a complication, or work us there, or dob us into the crushers.
Glad you have such a high opinion of me.
Just saying that anything can still happen, and we still don't know whether that key will even work.
That's why we're moving on to stage two.
Stage two? How many stages are there, Dodger? How long before we do this?
Oh, that'll be a couple of weeks yet. The British Museum need to get a bit too sure of themselves before we slip in. It'll make them sloppy.
So we sit on our hands until May?
Oh, no. We can't take the diamond yet, but we do need to crack the safe. Get a key, a good old tester. The wax impression's only rough, see? Only once it's filed to the right shape will it be any use.
Well, how do we do that?
Best described with a day trip. Come on, grab your coats.
The British Museum, again? Day trips are getting very repetitive, Dodger. So, stage two is the heist?
Oh, try not to be an idiot for 5 minutes, eh, workers? Of course it's not the heist. You ain't listened to a word we've said.
Maybe I am an idiot sometimes, Noah. For you, however, it's more of a permanent problem.
You little...
Gentlemen. This is why I decided that somewhere public was better to speak over the plan.
You thought it'd stop us fighting?
No. I thought we'd stop getting blood on my floorboards.
Fine. So tell us about stage two, then.
Stage two is where we ensure that our civic-minded toff, that's you, Oliver, gets invited to tea at Percival Bateman's office. That's when you try out a safe.
Well, isn't that just asking for trouble?
The diamond won't be there during the day.
So why break into a safe when there's note in it?
Because security will be light, which makes it easier to go in, check the key, make some alterations.
How do I get into the office in the first place?
Well, you'll just happen to be at the British Museum, and of course, you never found out where Percival works, so what a coincidence that will be.
I'll be there alone.
No, you'll be with a young lady friend. Possibly a chaste sister, I think. And what a surprise it'll be for you both to find that he works in a museum. Perhaps a private tour might be arranged. After all, he does owe you.
Sounds like you've got it all worked out.
I told you. I've had years to plan this.
So I get Bateman to take me on a tour of the museum, and well, this helps us how, exactly?
He'll suggest afternoon tea in his office. It's the top thing to do. While in his office and sipping at his finest Earl Grey, your lady friend will announce that she feels faint, and you will suggest that you both attend to her by providing her with fresh water.
Let me guess. I'll want to get her the water, and Bateman will come with me.
Well, he'll not want a pretty young thing to think he's an artless brute now.
While you're away from the office, your sister will try to save for the key.
Now, if it works, lovely. If it don't, we have a problem.
So which little angel do you know then, Dodger? Who can act like a lady and pick a lock at the same time? There aren't that many of those out there, you know.
I was thinking Charlotte.
Are you insane?
That witch would kill me if she knew where I was. At best, she'd inform on me and anyone I was spending time with to the highest bidder.
Is this the Charlotte that I knew?
Keep your nose out of this, you.
He deserves an answer, Noah.
Yeah, he is. She stayed in form after it came out of Newgate. She gives up to the crushers faster than you could buy her a drink. She likes a lot of drink. Is that Charlotte?
Well, there is another lady. She learned under Bill himself. But the problem is, she hates Oliver.
How can she hate me? I don't know anyone in London apart from you.
This one knows you from when you were a nipper. She also blames you for her sister's death.
Sister?
It means Betsy, Nancy's little sister.
Best child thief of Fagin's crew. She comes aboard, we're home clear. If we can convince her not to kill you, that is.
Well, how do we do that?
You convince her that Nancy's death weren't your fault, workers. Well, I've got places to be, Dodger. And I ain't no fan of museums.
I did kill Nancy, though, didn't I? I mean, she died defending me against Sykes. If she'd never met me, she'd never have died.
Not on that day, no. But there would have been another one when his temper would have flared up just as strong. You can't change some things, Oliver. No matter how hard you try.
And what have you tried to change, Dodger? What aren't you telling me?
I need to get back and finish that key off. Go find something to do for an hour or two. Tonight, we'll go see Betsy.
Whatever you say, Dodger.
Betsy will kill him, you know. And she's totally justified in doing it.
I know, Fagin.
Will you let her?
No.
Why not?
Because killing Oliver Twist is my job.
Oh, London nightlife. Can't say I've missed it. Where's Noah?
We don't need him. Not tonight. It's just you, me, and Betsy.
Where are we meeting her?
The old Cheshire Cheese. A few streets away yet.
This isn't exactly a great neighbourhood.
There are no great neighbourhoods in London anymore, Twist.
What happened to you in Australia?
I got a tan.
I'm serious. I've been thinking about this a lot. You were a thief and a pickpocket, deported for stealing a snuff box. Now you're back planning the biggest heist in Christendom. Why?
Because I was lucky enough to hear about it.
When?
More of a case of where. Once my servitude was over, I was free to return home if I wanted to. Most people stayed, but I missed London, so I looked into sailing back.
With all the money you made from your lucrative job?
That was a bit of a fib, I'll admit. I've done well for myself, but no, I didn't make my money out there. I had to port hop my way back home, spending time in each port until I pulled together enough money to pay for the next leg of the journey.
Must have taken a while.
Almost a year. I slept on streets, did what I was best at, and eventually I made my way across the big old world.
A lovely story. Doesn't explain the heist.
I'm getting to it. So, I found myself in Bombay, cozied up next to a flash gent at a bar. I intended to pull his purse, but I ended up drinking with him instead. And Oliver, I listened. I listened to every little thing that he said because I knew it would make me far richer than his purse ever would.
Told you about the diamond?
He was a clerk for the East India Company. They own a lot of that part of the world. Few drinks in, and the secrets start pouring out of him. He was trying to build himself up, make out he was more important than he really was.
What sort of secrets?
All of them. He told me about the diamond, the replica that the British Museum was going to make, the old blooming lot. Oh, God, it's cold out here tonight. That was at least one good thing about transportation. It was warm and sunny out there for most of the year.
Hard labour in the sweltering sun. Doesn't sound like much fun to me.
It wasn't all bad. On weekends, we'd climb up these massive cliffs and dive off into the clear blue ocean. I was quite adept, you know. Here we are, the good old Cheshire Cheese. It might be a plan if I go inside and talk to Betsy first, just so as she doesn't hurl a knife in your guts as soon as she lays eyes on you. Oh,
whatever you do, just keep it fast. Bloody Fagin, bloody Claypole, bloody London, bloody Nancy.
Say her name, Twist, and I'll use this blade at your throat to slit it from ear to ear.
You? You were by the docks when I was attacked.
Yeah, and if I'd known who you were back then, I'd have drowned you.
There you are. Oliver, meet Betsy, Nancy's little sister.
Yes, I can see the resemblance. You have your sister's eyes.
The worms of my sister's eyes. And you're the child that put her in the ground.
Betsy, we can stand out here in the street all night arguing, but I have a job, a well-paying one, and I'd like to talk business. Inside, with some ale and a pie. Think you can manage to wear me out without killing Twist?
It's a coin toss, but I tell you, the first time he mentions her name, he's a dead man.
See, Oliver, I told you she'd be reasonable. Come on, let's go get some scuff. I'll even pay for it this time.
Go on then, what's the con? If you're wanting me, I'm assuming it's a short con you're after. In, out, no
Betsy, fuss. My dear, your part in this affair would be a short con, yes. A bit part on the stage of life, so to speak. I need a safe cracker. However, at the same time, I need a lady. Someone who can play the airs and graces, and when nobody's looking, sneak over to a safe and tickle a lock with a key we've moulded.
You provide the togs for this lady I'm playing?
Oh, the best dress that money can buy. All that I can steal without anyone noticing.
And Twist, dear, you're expecting him to actually do something this time and not just run off to the nearest copper?
I never ran to the police.
No, you ran to a stranger and then you let him run to the coppers. And in doing so, you got my sister killed.
Nancy died because she wouldn't leave Bill Sykes. She had the opportunity...
Don't you dare talk about my sister!
All right. Calm down, Bets. Now, I hate to say it, but he's right. We all told Nancy to leave Sykes. We knew what her fate would be if she stayed. Even Nancy knew. She had the chance to leave, and she stayed. But that was her fault, not Oliver's here.
You're taking his side.
If it hadn't been Oliver with her, it would have been me, or Charlie, or even you. Bill was like quicksilver. Every day was a different mood.
At the risk of getting my throat cut, can I speak?
Do you have to?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Go on.
I loved Nancy. No, wait, hear me out. She was the first adult ever to be nice to me and genuinely mean it. And when she smiled, it lit up the room. I always loved her. Even after she kidnapped me and brought me back to Fagin, because I could see that she did it under duress.
She did it.
Let him finish.
She stood up for me. She saved me from at least two beatings while I knew her. And yes, I admit it, my actions caused her death, however indirectly. But what would you have had me do? I was 10 years old. I was a child, fresh from the workhouse. I wasn't street savvy enough to beat Sykes with cunning. And do you think I could have taken him in a fair fight? An unfair fight? The man was a monster.
Oliver, you don't need to say any more.
No, Dodger, I do, because not a single day has gone by since where I haven't blamed myself for it. So I'll make you a deal, Betsy.
What sort of deal?
Do what Dodger asks of you. Help him, help us. And then at the end, when it's all over and done, you can do what you want to me. Forgive me, slit my throat, whatever you need to do. I won't even resist you. But don't blame me, because I blame myself enough for everyone.
Deal.
Noah? Noah Claypole.
Charlotte.
I knew it was you. I recognised you from your walk. So what brings you round Whitechapel? Surely it's not to see me. Have one more tickle for old times.
Not on your life.
Charming. Why are you here then? I didn't know you still spoke to anyone round these parts.
I speak to a lot of people.
No, you don't. Still, you're looking good. How long's it been?
Since when? Since you grassed on me? Since you sent me to Newgate in a fit of jealousy?
It wasn't like that.
I used to be an informer too, remember? I know exactly how it works. You didn't come up to me to talk about old times. You came for something you can sell. Who buys from you these days? The Crushers? Black Sally and his crew?
Don't you dare make out you're better than me, Noah Claypole. I've known you since we were children. I hear you're working for Dodger Dawkins now. The Sykes to his Fagin.
Who said that?
Word on the street is that Dawkins is planning a flash caper, getting some old friends involved, and that you're running about the place like his errand boy. So how much does he pay you to kneel like a duck?
You know nothing!
Touched a nerve, did I? I'm watching you, Claypole. I know what you're up to. I know who's involved.
I told you, Charlotte, you know notes. If you're clever, you'll stay that way. Because the moment I think that you know anything, I'll kill you.
I know you're up to something. And when I find out what it is, I'm going to make a bloody fortune.
That was inspired, Twist. I mean, I've always felt that I could charm my way into any woman's bloomers, but you, sir, to make Betsy actually sit at a table and finish her meal without trying to stab you, bravo.
I just told her the truth, Dodger. You should try it.
Nah, truth is overrated.
You should know, Dawkins. I don't think you've ever spoken an honest word in your life, have you?
Pike, didn't see you there.
Dodger, to our men, 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, Oliver, they're with Pike.
Black Sally wants a word with you.
Oliver, do you trust me?
No.
Then at least believe me when I say we do not want a beer. Run!
Get them!
Quick, up here. We can lose them on the rooftops.
Dodge, Ash!
Here, quick!
They must have gone that way. Come on!
Who's Black Sally?
A man I owe money to. His real name is Pyotr Selinsky. He's a Czech Jew. Knew Fagin when they were kids or something.
How do you know him?
He helped me get home when I was stuck in Europe. It was a lot of money, and I need to pay it back.
Oh, so you didn't pay your own way back?
Well, not entirely, no.
So that's what this heist is about? To pay your debt?
It's a fairly substantial debt. Quick, back down here.
So why Black Sally?
Because of his dress sense. He always wears black. It's
because of all the funerals I attend.
Sally, I can explain.
You've been a bad boy, Dodger. You need to be punished. Bring them.
Hey, get off me! Where are you taking us?
To the execution of Jack Dawkins, a.k.a. the Artful Dodger. Farringdon Market. Nice little setting. And nobody'll be here for hours.
Sally.
You know, Jack, I'm deeply hurt by the lack of respect that you've shown me.
I never meant any disrespect, I swear. I just had a lot on my mind, a lot of irons in the fire. You know, I just forgot about the time.
You owe me a lot of money. That's a hell of a thing to forget. But here, let me help you remember. Hop up on the chair, there's a good lad. Then we can pop your head in the noose.
Oh, God.
Sally, please.
No! I took a gamble with you. I didn't want to help you, but you were like a son to Fagin. And you promised me, Jack, hand on heart, that you would repay me and fast. Over a year later, and I've yet to see a single penny.
It's a year already. Time really does fly.
Do you take me for a fool? Just drag him to the noose.
Sally, listen. I've been planning this flash pool, see? And when I do it, I can pay you back in full. You'll be paid in one fell swoop, God's honest truth.
Well, this is boring. Don't you think I've heard that story 100 times before?
You need to do better, Dodger. Sally's angry. He'll kill you just to see you die.
I'll pay you back 10% of what we make. That'll be almost double what I owe you in one go. You can't say no to that now, can you, Sally?
Wait! So, let me get this straight. You're running a flash caper, an operation on my home turf that's going to net you almost 20 times what you owe me in one swift motion. Is that correct?
That's it.
Then I want half.
That's impossible. I've got too many expenses. There's no way I can do that.
Oh, dear, that really wasn't what I wanted to hear. You.
Me, sir?
Sir? I like that. Does he owe you money?
Not as such.
I'd check his pockets if I were you. There'll be no payout from Jack Dawkins after this.
Sally, you can't seriously... Come on, now. I'll give you 20%, no more.
40!
I can't do that, I'd be cutting my own throat.
It's your throat you should be worrying about right now, boy. I've given my last offer. String him up, boys, and give him the chair to stand on, for now.
He's lying, Dodger. Look at his eyes light up at the thought of more profit. They're hungry for money, just like they always were.
How can you be sure?
What did you say? You need to enunciate your words more.
Fagin, how can you be sure?
Look at me, Dodger. Listen to me. Don't give up. You'll go to 30.
Give him a little slack. Let him answer me.
Come on, Sally. We both know that this is just a game. If you kill me, you get nothing back.
Wrong! I get to see you hang. Give Fagin a hug when you see him in hell. Like adopted father, like son, damned by the noose, the pair of you.
Dodger!